Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
My husband had been a policeman and said, you know, we're not going to watch media through this because it's going to be too hard. So, you know, I honored him, and we did not turn a TV on. I think it was like 3 or 4 weeks later until I actually watched a local program. He couldn't, but I did. And so media, for the most part, I must say, because the story turned into a story of forgiveness, that became like the bigger story than the event itself. And that was just such a blessing to us. So we did not personally pay attention to whatever the media was saying, if there was negativity. But it was like most, you know, what could the media say? It was, you know, when the Amish were coming forth with forgiveness, it was just such a blessing to us.
You know,
so we're able to move forward in that.
Terry, you know, I'm thinking of Scripture talks about in the latter days, the love of most will grow cold. And when you think about the love of most growing cold and really godless acts happening and people being absolutely cruel to each other, what you said just struck me, that the forgiveness was the bigger story. And what if we as Christians could follow that example, even when it costs us to forgive in such a way, with such grace and honor, that becomes the bigger story? You know what I'm saying? We see such nitpickiness among Christians. We're horrible to each other. And I'm thinking, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding, having written this book. I mean, that's what I find, you know, is that Christians are getting a message, you know, like this book is written for everyone. And yet, as Christians, it just hurts my heart to see the bitterness that is involved in people's lives. And what are we witnessing to other people when, as a Christian, we hold something inside and hold a grudge or hold bitterness? And I really feel like, you know, this story, I'm just so happy that my book came out, whether I live another 2 days or 20 years, you know, the message will go forth of, yes, that is a choice that we make. We choose to forgive. It's not a feeling or an emotion. And I think so often in society, we base our decisions on our feelings and our emotions. And it is so sad because that does not move us forward in a healthy way. Mm. God has a plan, and He called us to forgive. And when we make that choice, He'll put the emotions and the feelings together.
Amen, amen.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.